More Americans are living in poverty than ever before. According to numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, 46.2 million Americans were poverty-stricken in 2010, with a national poverty rate of 15.1%. And to make things worse, Bob Jacobson with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says household income in Wisconsin has been declining for at least a decade.
Average Wisconsin household is earning over $7,000 less now than they were in 1999-2000, and that's adjusted for inflation, so their buying power has really been degraded, and that's a longer-term trend that began even before the recession. So that's really a cause for concern.
The poverty line in 2010 was just over $22,000 for a family of four. Jacobson says more people are uninsured, both nationally and in Wisconsin, as workers have lost employer-sponsored coverage during the recession. He says there needs to be a real shift in the priorities of some policymakers.
What we see is a whole lot of attention being focused on deficit reduction, when it should be focused on poverty reduction. The best way to get rid of a budget deficit is to get people back to work in jobs that pay a family-supporting wage.
Then, he says, those working people are paying income taxes, buying more stuff, and paying sales tax. That'll get the budget back in order, he says. For those who are struggling to make ends meet, the state needs to keep programs like Badger Care Plus, Wisconsin's Shares, and the Earned Income Tax Credit. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.